The trial of a former teacher accused of carrying out the murderous policies of the Khmer Rouge is underway this week. Prosecutors yesterday opened their first case in a UN-assisted genocide tribunal against the 66-year-old Kaying Gwekeav, who is charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity, as well as torture and homicide. The director of Jesuit Refugee Services in Cambodia, Sister Denise Coughlin, says she hopes the trial will allow the true extent of the Khmer Rouge atrocities to emerge.
The things that you could hope for in the trial is that the truth will be told. When this horrendous thing was happening in Cambodia, people didn't believe the Cambodian people. Many of the journalists in the West were the ones who were trying to say, no, this was some form of liberation for the country. And it was only through the work of, say, Father Poncho and others that the real atrocities that were committed started to come out when he wrote that book, Year Zero, in France, after interviewing some of the refugees who ran away. And because the evidence was so similar and so many people giving it, he decided there had to be something in it. But it took a long time for people of a different political bent to believe that it could be happening. So what's important now is to know that we did stand by and watch this happen, and we stood by, and when things were going wrong in Rwanda, when that horrific genocide took place, and perhaps we're still standing by when all the rape of women, particularly in the Congo, is being used as a weapon of war. So I think the most important thing is let's speak up at the moment when the genocide or the crimes are happening.